How can an understanding of the theology of the cross help in times of pain, suffering, and loss? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is titled The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Problem of Suffering by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Problem of Suffering, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January.
It gives you the motivation, it gives you power to know that you're never alone, that God is with you.
It's time to lose it.
But I just honestly believe that when a person looks to God and says, God, I want you to help me, I mean, He will help them.
That's Pastor Steve Reynolds of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. What he's talking about is weight loss. What he's talking about is hitting the gym and dropping pounds. Now, he's dropped over 100 pounds himself, and he's written a book called Bod for God. That's B-O-D, the number 4, G-O-D, Bod for God. And he says that there's a better reason to lose weight than just to look good and feel better and be healthier, live longer. He says you could lose weight to honor God, essentially an act of worship, going to the gym. I never thought of it that way, to tell you the truth. I go to the gym because I don't think I'm ever going to be able to retire. And so I'm going to have to be healthy into my golden years, at least as healthy as I can be, barring unforeseen circumstances. And I'd better start now because my golden years are not that far off. So that's what motivates me, trying to stay healthy long enough to be able to support my wife and family. And that's pretty good motivation, but Pastor Steve Reynolds says he's got better motivation. To honor God with your bod for God. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 31st of January. A little audio open lines here. We'll hear the story from MSNBC about this Virginia pastor's message of getting a bod for God. And I want your reaction, your questions, and your comments. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We have an in-studio email address that you can send your questions or comments to. We get them in real time. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc. Or you can leave your reaction to this story about the Bod for God pastor at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. A little bit later, as time permits, a sermon review of a Jesus casting out the unclean spirit, maybe a little time for some Issues Etc. comment line. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or leave your questions or comments, your reaction to the story about this pastor in Virginia. We'll hear the story here in just a second, who says that God can help you get a bod for God, that your sweat, your work, your time in the gym can be, in a sense, a kind of worship of God by honoring God with your body. Here's the story from MSNBC.
Your body matters to God.
Steve Reynolds is a fat-fighting pastor who has no problem preaching that faith can help you achieve what he calls a bod for God.
So I want to show people of all types of people, especially Christian people, that we're made by God, but we're also made for God, and we need to honor Him with our bodies.
That's all part of maintaining momentum.
His weight loss competition program called Losing to Live and book Bod for God have helped his congregation shed more than 12,000 pounds since 2007.
I was digging my grave with a knife and a fork and an ice cream spoon.
To date, Reynolds has lost 120 pounds. He's eliminated high blood pressure, reduced high cholesterol, and is happy to say he's no longer a diabetic.
Praise God. God is good.
When I look at that, I think, you know, how could I allow that to happen to me? You know, being an athlete and being in good shape and then going to the extreme on the opposite end. I don't ever want to go back to that person again.
Now, I love these kind of stories. I absolutely love them. I don't know why. I love the kind of story where someone has kind of dug their own grave. In this case, if you're morbidly obese, that's kind of almost literal, and then says, this is enough, this is hurting me, this is hurting my family, and then they get to work, and within you know, a year or two, they are to a healthy weight. They're too, they've eliminated all of the problems. I like them. I've lived that a little bit myself. I remember applying for an insurance policy 4 or 5 years ago. And when it came back, the insurance company said, well, we can insure you. We can give you some more life insurance, but it's really going to cost you because look at your numbers. And I did. And I thought to myself, these aren't good. And at this rate, they won't get better. So I started to exercise. I don't think I ever thought of it as an act of worship, having a bod for God. It was just about being able to feel a little better, live a little longer, perhaps. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we can add a moment to the time we've been given here. But I certainly did not want to spend the time, especially the latter time, that I've been given here in a state of unhealth. So I thought, why not exercise? It can be done. It's kind of a trend. You know, it's a trend, especially among pastors, and we'll hear a little bit later in the story. Among regular churchgoers, they tend to be more obese. Did you know this? That regular churchgoers tend to be more obese than people who do not attend church regularly? And I don't think it's just that hour spent sitting in church. So what do you think about a pastor who says that being a Christian can make it easier, more motivated, for you to lose weight? And when you do so, because your body matters to God, that in and of itself is true, that we should be honoring God with our body by losing those extra pounds. Let me put it to you this way. Do you think that being morbidly obese is a sin? Do you think that someone cannot honor God with their body if they're 100 pounds overweight? Those are the real questions that need to be asked and answered here. Because he certainly says you're honoring God with your body by losing weight, by getting healthier. But if you're 100 pounds overweight, are you unable to honor God with your body? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your thoughts and your comments. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
The program uses the Bible as its foundation, pointing to scriptures like this one that call it shameful to make your appetite a god.
My belly was my god.
He still wants to lose about 20 pounds and is on his way to meeting that fitness goal.
It's all about you, Jesus.
But many Christians might not be on the right track. A 2011 study at Northwestern University found young people who attended weekly church activities were 50% more likely to become obese.
It's a little joke that, you know, Christians don't smoke pot, or at least they shouldn't, but we do a whole lot of potluck.
What's extraordinary, though, about whether it's a church or some other social gathering is that the herd influence of how we deal with weight can have a ripple effect.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I've noticed this. When I was a young pastor, the trend was you'd see pastors at the pastors' conferences or at the various functions, and every year you saw the same guys, and every year those guys got bigger, and they got fatter, and they got, some of them got balder, where the picture that I had in my mind of many of my fellow pastors, I'm speaking here as a pastor, was of guys who all had, you know, 54-inch waist. They were all just big, tubby guys, to put it bluntly. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, I don't know what happened, but some of these same guys all started getting very enthusiastic about weight loss, exercise. And nowadays it's, I just think the fitness craze took 25 years to hit the Christian church sometimes. I'm not sure. But there can be a herd mentality here. Heck, Rick Warren, he started, what is it, a year ago, 2 years ago, he started the Daniel Plan, where it was a diet plan for his church, and he had set a goal of some thousands of pounds that everyone was going to lose there, and he framed it in exactly the same way as the Bod for God pastor has, that your body matters to God. That is true. Your body does matter to God. The question is, does it matter less to him if there's more of your body? If you weigh more, is it a sin? Are you able to honor God with your body if you look like Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser? Or if you look like one of his contestants. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the last bit from MSNBC.
It's down to, okay.
While weight gain can be a group activity, people are also coming together for weight loss. At Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, Pastor Rick Warren has helped more than 8,500 people lose 250,000 pounds in the last year. Back at Capital Baptist Church, Rich Kay has gone through Pastor Steve's program and is now a team leader. He lost 100 pounds. Gail Mates has a family history of heart disease and says tapping into a higher power helped her overcome her family's genes.
It gives you the motivation, it gives you power to know that you're never alone, that God is with you.
It's time to lose it.
Reynolds estimates about 20% of the people who start the program drop out. And even though people can lose weight without faith, he says choosing God will make it easier.
But I just honestly believe that when a person looks to God and says, God, I want you to help me, I mean, he will help them.
Think short-term pleasure is not worth long-term pain.
Reporting in Annandale, Virginia, Kyle Michael Miller, Today.com.
All right, what do you think about the pastor who's written his book, Bod for God? He says one way of honoring God is by losing weight. He's done it himself, lost 120 pounds, and he's still working on it. He has another 20 or 40 pounds to lose by the looks of him. And maybe the thinner he is, the more he honors God with his bod? Is that how we want to understand this? It is true that our bodies matter to God. For too long, Christians have, especially American Christians, have forgotten that we are created beings and that we are created body and soul, and that God intends to redeem our bodies as well as our souls and to raise our bodies from the dead. And it's good that they're recognizing our bodies do matter to God, but is this what that's supposed to mean? I want your answer to that question on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
How can an understanding of the theology of the cross help in times of pain, suffering, and loss? The Issues Etc. book of the month for January is titled The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Problem of Suffering by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Problem of Suffering, The Issues Etc. book of the month for January.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Are you uncomfortable with making an online credit card donation? Well, here's an option for you. Call me at 618-223-8382, and I'll personally take your credit card donation and process it for you. Hi, this is Craig Feitinger of Lutheran Public Radio. Call me today, 618-223-8382, and make a secure credit card donation to help support Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
I want to show people of all types of people, especially Christian people, that we're made by God, but we're also made for God, and we need to honor Him with our bodies.
That is Pastor Steve Reynolds of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia, author of the book Bod for God. Made for God, but we need to honor God with our bodies. Does that mean you need an hour in the gym four times a week? Does that mean a weight regimen? Does that mean cardio? Does that mean exercising 5 days a week? Does it mean putting a certain amount of time out on the track? Now, of course, someone who writes this book is going to say, well, it's to each individual. You can't make hard and fast rules about this. But does it mean that you can't be 40 pounds overweight? Honoring God with your body. Does it mean you can't be 100 pounds overweight? Does it mean you can't be morbidly obese? I think we need to answer those questions. Because he isn't the only one. Rick Warren's had a diet plan out for 2 years. And, of course, if it happens there, it eventually spreads everywhere else. Christian weight loss programs that promise that it's easier if you're a Christian, that it's you'll be better motivated. What about the person, that 20% who drop out of his program, who are depending on God for their motivation, and then they quit going to the gym? Have they dishonored God? Are they sinning? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, January the 31st. I think when you start pushing the question this way, then a lot of this rhetoric starts to fall apart. I've noticed a fitness trend among my fellow pastors, and they'll talk this way about honoring God with your body. Your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. But when you press them on the question, well, is it a sin to be overweight? Well, no, I don't mean that. Can you honor God with a body that is 40 pounds overweight? I'm not saying that. What are you saying then? Joshua in Kentucky says, this is something that your doctor should tell you, not your pastor. I am ignoring the lie of being no longer a diabetic, as diabetes can only be managed and not cured. Well, there are people whose numbers turn around. There's no doubt about that. If you are so overweight that you have obesity-induced diabetes, are you sinning? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Kelly in Canada says, I think we're seeing a vast secularization process, even in conservative churches, in moves like this. Once life change becomes the lens through which all scripture is viewed, it will eventually be admitted that you don't really need God or church to achieve these life's goals. Any nice social gathering, inspirational thoughts, a common sense paradigm will do. There are other higher powers you can tap into and get power for your own change of life. In this way, churches seeking relevancy will ultimately make themselves completely irrelevant. You're quite right, Kelly. And is that what's happening here? Life change becoming the lens through which we view God's activity. If it doesn't result in a change that we consider to be a positive change, then we are failing God. We're failing to honor God. We haven't been properly motivated by God. Ellie in Williamstown, Vermont says, I think the pastor's recognition that God created and cares for our bodies is commendable. However, this is not enough to undo the troubling trend in his message, which seems to center on God as a group therapist rather than Christ as our Savior from sin and death and the devil. I don't think there's anything wrong with a group from church getting together to work out and encourage one another with weight loss goals, but this is a far cry from utilizing Scripture out of context, in order to make weight loss into a rung on some perceived ladder of sanctification. Now, there's another question there. I mean, I asked it flat out. Is someone who's 40 pounds overweight, which any doctor will tell you is where you are, the doctor can't tell you with a straight face that you're a healthy 40 pounds overweight. That's where all of the health problems start to kind of trigger. If someone's 40 pounds overweight, are they sinning? If they break that barrier and move on into the realm of great physical danger to themselves, they're 100 pounds overweight. Are they sinning? If they lose that weight, are they honoring God more with their bodies? Eric says, I watched it again, and I would add that there is definitely some passages taken out of context for therapeutic ends. My suspicion is that it's a God as life coach and personal trainer message over God as creator and redeemer. I still want to be careful at taking a broad brush strokes at someone's theology when it's an article from the news media, though. Again, we'd want to hear from the pastor. Now, let's give the pastor the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that he's saying we should substitute the preaching of Christ and him crucified for something else. We don't know that, so let's give him the benefit of the doubt. But what he does say, that you honor God with your body by losing weight. Is that true? Because that calculus says that if you don't lose weight, you don't honor God, or you honor God less. And if your goal is, let's just say your goal is a healthy weight for you as your physician dictates it to you, and you're 6'2", and your healthy weight's going to be 185. If you're 195, you know, just not quite at your goal, are you not quite at your goal for honoring God? When you hit that target weight, are you honoring God? We need to think these things through, because this is the kind of message that we hear from all corners of the church nowadays. Sometimes more subtle, sometimes less. Let's see. This is Lori listening in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Programs like these use guilt. You are a Christian, yet God says you're making food your idol. If you love him, you will stop. It works on those who are easily burdened by the law, but the yoke is terribly heavy. Well, it's true. And we are not to make food our idol or make our appetites our idol. That's absolutely true. Can someone who weighs their perfect target weight still have their appetite as their idol? Is Paul speaking there only of the appetites for food? Daniel commenting from the New Issues, etc. Android app says, the pastor says that he was digging his grave with a knife and a fork, but the truth is that until we leave this earth, these mortal bodies become closer to perishing each day. No matter how skinny or fat we are, healthy people can get cancer, nice guys can finish last, and bad things can happen to good people. All of this. And has the pastor spoken a single word of scripture yet? Well, he says, but did he speak a single? I don't think he did, now that I think about it. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. It's hard to tell. Kenny in San Luis Obispo, California, says, taking care of our bodies is important because it's biblical, but more importantly, our bodies are temples of God. However, I don't think a pastor should give, as someone already pointed out, more how-to programs. It's bad enough that the modern churches are filled with it, and churches become more like Dr. Phil's therapy sessions and social clubs. If you're interested in losing weight, I would recommend going to the early church's way, which is holding fasts. I don't know if Lutheran churches practice fasts, but there are certainly nothing wrong with it. And it's biblical, it's spiritual, and it was something that the early church did. If you follow the liturgical calendar, it will give you days of fasting and feasting. Now, when I say fasting, I don't mean going without food, but perhaps abstaining from certain foods like meats or dairy products or alcohol and the such. Traditionally, liturgical calendars would explain to you what you can have and what to fast from, but more than anything, consult a doctor or physician on diets or fasts before you do anything, and not what a pastor recommends you do. That's a good, really good piece of advice there, that last piece of advice. If you really want to lose weight, I would strongly suggest that you talk to a doctor and then go see someone who knows physiology and nutrition and exercise. Your pastor may not be the best person to give you that advice. But I come back to this question. And by the way, I don't necessarily think fasting is a great way to lose weight. I may not be a doctor, I may not be a physiologist, but I don't think they recommend fasting to lose weight. Fasting is a spiritual discipline that probably should have other goals than simply getting healthy. And it is a good biblical spiritual discipline. But it may screw up your diet. If you fast regularly, at least the way I'm given to understand this, you kind of teach your body to store fat. You may get fatter fasting. Now, is that worth it? You say, well, now, gee. I've been going really well on my exercise program. I've been honoring God with my body. If I'm going to fast for, you know, just purely biblical, spiritual reasons, it's going to mess up my regime. I don't know if I want to fast anymore. Because look at this body. Do I want to risk this? Come on. Cliff in Illinois says, taking care of your health is part of your vocation, and my vocation includes caring for my family. If my health fails and I can't take care of my various vocations, I am sinning in more than one way. Thank you for answering the question. Thank you for answering the question. Cliff in Illinois, I was waiting for someone to give us an answer. The cure I need from my pastor is the assurance of pardon for my sins. For my health, I'll go to my doctor and my nutritionist, Cliff in Illinois. You're a very smart person, and thank you for answering the question. What about the rest of you? We'll take a break. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. It's Tuesday afternoon, January the 31st, audio open lines. This Virginia pastor has a message of getting a bod for God. Is that what this is about? Giving this body, this toned, this sculpted, this sinewy and strong body to God? We'll be right back. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Seeing mothers choose life inspires one pro-life worker.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Two women had come to the Orlando Abortion Clinic to terminate pregnancies. Instead, each saw her baby on an ultrasound screen and chose life. Just another day of outreach for Mary Lou Hendry, who often mans the mobile sonogram unit. That day, the unit had parked in a vacant lot next to the abortion clinic. Even knowing they lost many babies that day, Hendry focuses on the significance of the ones who are saved. She calls it pure joy to see a mother reject the idea that her unborn child is a disposable inconvenience.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's a little audio open lines on this Tuesday afternoon, the 31st of January. The pastor down in Virginia at Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia, Steve Reynolds, he's written a book called Bod for God. He says, you honor God with your bodies. Now, in the little piece we had from MSNBC, he didn't come out and actually say that if you lose weight, you honor God with your body. But the implication is pretty strong there that if you're overweight, in some sense, you're not honoring God with your body. Now, let's remember the original context of the passage. It's not about weight loss. It's about sexual immorality. You were bought with a price, therefore honor God with your body. I think that's about as close to a scriptural reference as we've gotten so far. Ann is listening in St. Louis. Ann, thank you so much for being patient.
Oh, that's okay. This just frustrates me when I hear a man who's supposed to be a Christian pastor get off the beaten path and delve into what I think is adiaphora.
Why do you say that?
Because this is not anything essential. We don't need to hear from the pulpit whether this man's lost 100 pounds or not. We need to hear that we're sinners and we're saved, and we need the Lord's Supper. And to get off the subject and get into this, he's talking about himself. And I can understand a person being very excited when they lose 120 pounds. That's going to be their focus for a while. But that should not be coming from the pulpit. That's not the gospel. It's not even the law. It's adiaphora, isn't it?
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for waiting. What about the? I will respond to her, but what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Is it any different than when a pastor suddenly, he takes a vacation, he goes deep sea fishing, and he catches a gigantic tuna, and then he comes back, and instead of preaching the gospel that Sunday, he tells you his fishing story. He shows you slides from the vacation. Maybe he went and spent some time with the grandkids, and oh, they were so cute in Disney World. And he just can't resist sticking a few pictures up on the big screen for you to look at on Sunday morning, and Jesus gets Sunday off. And you're quite right. It's exciting to lose this kind of weight. It's good news. We should be patting the guy on the back. But is it what he ought to be preaching? 1-877-623-6943. We're talking about having a bod for God, as Steve Reynolds says in his book, and the weight loss program, what's it called? It's called Losing to Live, involves, as he says, dedication, honoring God with your body, inspiration, motivating yourself for a change, eating and exercise, managing your habits, and team, building your circle of support. That's his plan for having a bod for God. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Michelle says, you asked at the beginning if being overweight is a sin. I don't think that being overweight is a sin. The sin is making food an idol. Many people run to food for comfort rather than running to God. The result of seeking comfort in food can result in, many times, becoming overweight. People also go overboard and make the gym and or their own bodies a god. Yes, I think I've seen both extremes of that. Someone who has made food a god, a source of comfort, a source of hope and assurance, turns around and decides to make the weight room that hope of that comfort, hope, and assurance. This really is a First Commandment issue. Craig in Denver says, I don't think that being a diabetic is a sin. I have type 2 and I am overweight. I do think, however, that honoring God willfully is an answer to the addictions in life. Now, just to be clear, I didn't say that being diabetic is a sin, but if you eat yourself to the point of inducing diabetes, is that a sin? Or to put it in the terms that Steve Reynolds does, is that not honoring God with your body? I guess that would come out to be exactly the same thing. What is your God? Someone can weigh their target weight, have a body mass index that is right on target, can spend every day an hour in the gym or more, be at the peak of their health, and still have a false God. They might think they're honoring God with their body, but their body might be the God they're actually honoring. Do our bodies matter to God? Absolutely. What do we need from this God who redeems us both body and soul, who promises that he will raise this body from the dead? What do we need from our pastors, as Ann said so well? Do we need to hear their success story in the gym? No. Do we need to hear about how they did it and so you can too? Do we need to either subtly or not so subtly be told that if we're not as skinny as pastor, we're not really honoring God with our bodies? No, the standard is not pastor. The standard isn't what the doctor tells you is your perfect weight. The standard isn't your body mass index. The standard is God's holy law. And the Ten Commandments are a heck of a lot more difficult than your physician or your personal trainer. Your personal trainer just makes you work out in the gym, and when it's over with, pats you on the back, lets you go home. The Ten Commandments will hound you into the grave if you do not keep them. And you don't. This is why what pastors have to give is not health advice, not fitness advice, not inspirational stories, not getting their people together to lose 1,200 pounds over the course of a month. What pastors have to give is the only answer to that personal trainer that will train you straight to hell if you don't do everything he says. Those Ten Commandments demand perfection. What the pastor needs to give you is the body of Christ. Now, there's a body that matters to God. And because you have been made a member of his body, your body matters too. What he needs to give you on a weekly basis is not get on the scale, let's see how you're doing, either physically or spiritually. But he needs to show you what Christ has done, what Christ has accomplished for you. So, while this may be good advice, it's coming from the wrong source in this pastor. And while we want to applaud his efforts and his success in losing weight, you know, in the end, don't really care. Give us Jesus. Give us his body. Give us what God has accomplished through that body on the cross. And if we want to lose weight, well, we've got doctors to help us do that, don't we? We do have personal trainers to help us do that.